Checkmate.
This is the Chestnut Checkers Podcast.
Checkmate.
Learn a new mindset to create wealth.
We need to be more independent thinkers, man.
Passive income.
Mathematics is precise.
A successful business.
Chess moves.
And money management strategies.
This is Chestnut Checkers.
So, hey guys, welcome to another episode of Strategy Sunday, right? So, I got a better microphone. I went ahead and spent the money. And this is a short story I'll tell while people are still joining, right? Is that you guys know, the thing about me, man, is, I come from poverty. I still have poverty mindset, right? Is that, the shirts are available. If you click the shop, right now I'm wearing an entrepreneur shirt, Puerto Rico flag. So the shirts are available on my shop, right? If you go to my main profile, you click the shop button, you can get the shirts there. Back to what I was saying is with this story is, I still got a poverty mindset. I'm still a little cheap on some stuff, right? So, I went through four mics, right? Because I was like, man, come on, man. Mics can't be much different from what I'm doing, right? So, I bought one mic for like $50 on Amazon. That mic was okay, but as I grew or whatever, I got another mic. So, I bought four mics for $50, right? And every mic was garbage, right? I didn't understand. I didn't know, and I realized it, right? So, I went ahead and just bought a $600 mic. Right, because I had some audio issues in my class on Friday. So I went in and just paid the money, man. Bought $600, bought the amp and all this stuff, spent $1,000. Then I started recording and I realized the sound is way better. It's actually going to save me time in post-production and trying to get the voices right. It blocks out all the background noise, so I don't have to soundproof rooms and stuff. So sometimes paying for the right thing or just go ahead and spending the money in the first place is the right thing to do. And I'm still learning that, right, because a lot of people, some of us come from poverty, some of us come from another thing, we don't understand that. And I still don't understand it sometimes, and I'm still, learning that right now. But what we're all here for is this is Strategy Sunday, right? We're going to discuss it. For those who don't know, we have the badges at the bottom, right? And what that means is that you guys can buy a badge at the bottom of the screen below the chat. That's to show appreciation for what I'm doing. If you made money on something that I've said or whatever, you guys could buy that badge. So at the end of this session, during the session, people that have those badges get precedence when it comes to questions. So if I see a badge holder ask a question, I'll try to answer it. And also in the questions queue, your questions go to the top. So that actually shows me your appreciation. I appreciate you guys buy a badge or two. You can buy up to three of them in one session. And I really appreciate that from you guys. And thank you for your support, right? So I want to open up with a story, right? Because I use stories to really teach so you guys can understand how things work in this, what we're doing is in the wealth building, realm, I should call it, right? And like I started out with that microphone story, and I wanted to show you guys that sometimes a lot of us come from we don't come from this kind of mindset. So we have to create it. We have to train our minds to think differently, like with this microphone, right? So lately, for some reason, I guess because the market is exploding, a lot of people are making money, I'm getting people writing me and they're angry because I use the term who listened, right? Now, let's think about the mindset of somebody who would be angry about that. What if I just said choo-choo train every time the stocks went up? Nobody would be mad. But why would people be mad about the term who listened? Well, I'll tell you why. It's simple. It's because their emotions are involved in it, right? So they're angry. Or they're mad because they missed the opportunity, which is nothing wrong with that, right? Because opportunities are missed all the time. I've missed hundreds of opportunities in my life. I probably missed Dogecoin. I got to say it the right way because it used to be called Dogecoin. Dogecoin, right? I may have missed that because people was telling me about it, 3-4 months ago when it was like 3-4 cents. I was like, come on, man, because my history with it, that was a joke coin. And I was like, come on, man. People were actually writing me and telling me, sending me articles, and I just didn't listen. So actually, I should have listened, right? But I don't let my emotions get in that. I move on to the next opportunity. Well, people get angry when they miss opportunities like that, because they get angry. And some people unfollow me because of it. Well, I want to tell you a story about Apple computers, right? And I want to tell you this story because I want to show you how emotions can ruin you. They can kill you. They can cause you to lose way more money because you're jealous or mad because you missed this other money. Apple computers started in the 80s, right? So Shortly after Apple computers started, they hired a small staff, right? And all the original employees got paid in Apple stock, right? So, paid in Apple stock, right? So when they went public, they hired more people and they hired a secretary. And her job was to pass out the checks from those dividends or whatever it was. I forgot what it was, or the stock checks, right? So you know, the janitors that worked there, the regular people, the software engineers, everybody was making millions because they just went public. It was like 85, 86. And the secretary came after that, right? So she was writing these checks. And every time she wrote a check, she was handing janitors $500,000, handing regular people, secretaries like her, $200,000-$300,000 checks. And over time, she got so angry because all these people was making money that she quit on the spot and left Apple Computers. Now, this was 85. She was going to receive stock later on that year. And that stock would be worth like $50, $60 million 10 years later. Well, because she let her anger and emotions wash over her, because she was jealous of everybody else, she wasn't able to, she wasn't able to take advantage of her situation she was in, because she was so angry at other people, because she was so jealous. She had so much hate in her heart for other people's blessings or other people's wealth. She could not sit there. She could not stand there and let see those people get money. That's what happens to people, right? Because they get so torn up about other people making money. They don't see the opportunities right in front of them. Well, I just wanted to share that story because I want to make sure we understand that you can't let emotions control you like that. You cannot let those type of things control you because everybody misses opportunities. I miss Dogecoin. I'm not mad at people who made money in Dogecoin. I'm not mad that some of those people actually wrote me and said, "Who listened?" I laughed. It was a joke to me, right? I don't care. You know, I'm glad those people made money, even though I missed it, right? But I wanted to start with that story because I want people to understand that we can't let emotions control us. We cannot let that happen, right? So I want to start off with something else, and we're going to get into cryptocurrency. We're going to talk about Dogecoin. We're going to talk about where it's going, where I think it could go, what the issues with where it's going to go. And then we're going to talk about SafeMoon. I've done the research. I've made my analysis on that coin, right? And another thing, we're going to talk about stocks. We got one in particular that I think is going to go up in the next 3 to 6 months. I have a strong opinion on that one. And we're going to talk about Riot and Mara, right? Because I get a lot of questions about those. We've already discussed it, but I'm going to discuss it in greater detail, right? So before we get started, you know, click on those badges. And I want to tell you too, we also got a Bitcoin class tonight at 9 o'clock, a crypto class. It's called the Ultimate Crypto Class. We're going to talk about how to invest, protect, and understand crypto and how it works. So if you want to get in that class, click the link in my bio, and it starts right after this at 9 o'clock. So let's get started, right? Before we start, while we're starting, because this all fits into all the information we're going to talk about tonight, is that I want to go back over the market cycles, because this is how a lot of us has made a lot of money so far. So if people were following me a year ago, you know, over a year and a half ago, when we first started talking about where crypto was going, you know, people that follow me for 4 years know I've been talking about crypto the whole time. I've been on Instagram, but I really start focusing back on it around 2000, you know, beginning of 2020, end of 2019, because I knew the market cycles, right? And anybody that followed me for a while know I've been talking about this for a while. That's how I was able to predict what was coming. The institutional interest, the markup phase, when people would get into it, the distribution, when everybody would get into it, and all these influences. I told you guys this would happen. The people that have followed me for over two years, know I told you in the distribution phase that all these people would claim they knew about Instagram and they'd be selling their products. And so people that barely know, you're talking about 2 months in and they're saying they're experts. That happens in the distribution phase. And for those of you who don't know, any market cycle, any market stocks or real estate or whatever has a market cycle. The market cycle is accumulation when institutional investors, when banks, the elite get into an asset, right? And that's you. They use the news. It's not on the news much. They don't talk about it then. They actually keep it low and scare people while they get those at cheap prices. And then markup phase is when the news and everything starts talking about it because they actually promote it, right? And then you got the distribution phase. And the markup phase is when those accumulated people start selling. And that's how we start seeing signs of that. We see Tesla sold half of their Bitcoin that they bought back in accumulation phase. Other companies are probably selling right now. And then we move into distribution phase. That's when the average person gets it. And that's when you hear all these gurus and all these people come out and all these people talking about. And that's when we get into the mania part. But mania is part of distribution. But the last phase after distribution is what's called markdown. Markdown phase is when the asset takes a steep drop and stays that way for a while, right? Until it starts back over, accumulation phase starts back over again, and the whole cycle starts again, right? This cycle could happen over two weeks. It could happen over several years. It could happen over 10 years, right? Bitcoin has a cycle of 4 years, right? And we're eight, you know, and it starts with the halving, which happened last May. And it's about an 18-month bull market. And then it starts going down. It stays into a bear market for like 2.5 years. Then the whole cycle starts back over. Well, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand where we are. Because understanding where we are in the market cycle can help you rationalize what's happening in the market. Why all these people talking about Bitcoin? Or why all these people talking about crypto? Why all these coins come out of nowhere saying they're going to go up 10, 20 times? Why is things that are not supposed to happen in the market actually happening? Dogecoin is not supposed to be where it's at today. But it's that expensive or that high because we're in distribution phase when irrational things happen. GME was another example of being in the distribution phase of the stock market, right? We're about to hit a crash because these irrational things start happening all over the place. That's a sign that there's about to be a crash later, right? So let's get started in this. So we want to talk a little bit about crypto, right? We want to talk about Dogecoin, right? We want to talk about that. And like we talked about in a live I had earlier this week, I know I've been against Dogecoin. I know I've been talking about the negative features of it. I know that I've been telling you guys that I'm not buying it. Do whatever you want. But whenever we're as investors, as business people, as just people in life, you know, general life, you have to be able to evolve, right? You have to be able to evolve because sometimes things may look a certain way and you may have a bias in your brain about something that's actually holding you back from getting money. Now, when I, you know, 10 years ago, I started in crypto Dogecoin or Doggy Coin as it was called back then. That's why it's a dog on the front of the coin. that's why it's there. It was called Doggy. It was actually D-O-G-E. That's how they said it back then, 10 years ago. So it took off, so the dude changed it. You know, all of a sudden, he didn't want to be associated with that, so he tried to change it into something more viable, something that made more sense, something that was more professional, so he called it Dogecoin, right? So I was still back in those old days, right? I was still saw it as a joke. You know, it may not be one, but I saw it. I dismissed all the stuff people were saying or whatever, but the thing about technology in general is that sometimes technology can start off one way and people can change it to another way. You know, like Twitter started out as completely different of what it is today, right? A lot of technology like Facebook was completely different than what it is today. Sometimes people will get involved in the technology and they'll turn it into something that it wasn't meant to be. You know, and we see this all around us, right? With different websites, different apps, whatever, they change depending on what people want. So maybe Dogecoin could be something like that. And I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it maybe, you know, so I'm willing to open my mind to that possibility. But also, I have to still be rational. I still have to use my logical brain to understand where it's going and where it can't go, right? And I want to talk about something because another thing that's been scaring me is that a lot of you guys are, especially people I talk to in the streets, some of my friends, people that I know on Instagram, right? They're writing me and they're saying, you know, Dogecoin is like Bitcoin was when it started, right? So what could be possibly happening here is that Dogecoin could be going to where Bitcoin's at today. So one Dogecoin could be worth $60,000. That's what people are saying, right? And a lot of people believe that. They're like, well, Bitcoin used to be 80 cents, 60 cents back in the day. So why can't Dogecoin be that much in 5 years? Like, why couldn't it? I don't understand. Bitcoin was that much at one time. Look where it's at now. Dogecoin is a crypto. Why can't it go to 60,000, right? So easily, because I want to explain it to you. I want to show you how that's impossible, right? And I'm going to tell you why. And I want you guys that's why it's important to understand supply and demand, understand how it affects prices, understand all these underlying dynamics and concepts in the stock market. That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to open your eyes to that because a lot of people see these investments on the surface level or on the surface level at the top. They see it as some kind of gamble and they're just throwing their money into it. You have to understand where this is going, right? Or what this is. Dogecoin will never get to where Bitcoin's at. I promise you that. I swear. I would give you all of my money if Dogecoin ever gets to 60,000. That's how much it's impossible. And it's not because it doesn't have utility, but that's not the reason why. It's one reason why Dogecoin will never get to those amount, those numbers. And it's simple. That's why it's important to understand this. It's important to understand of anything, whether it's stocks, real estate, or any asset you're buying, what's the supply that's out there? Well, how many bars of gold are there out there? How easy it is to acquire gold if I'm going to buy gold? How many houses, and in real estate, how many houses are up for sale? That affects the price. And anything is how many of these things are on the market. Now, there's way too many Dogecoins for the Dogecoin to ever get to 60,000. And let's explain it right now. So Bitcoin has an upper limit. It will never be more of 21 million coins. Once we hit that, we're already at 20 now. So it's only like a million coins that can ever be created left in Bitcoin, right? Then that's it. They will never be created again. That's it. That's as many as it could be. Now that's scarcity, right? So there's only 21 million. That's it. So once that's created, that's the end of it. Now, Dogecoin's different. It's an infinite supply, right? New York, how many Dogecoins are in existence now? We got 21 million Bitcoin. How many Dogecoins are out there? Well, it's 129 billion. So, and these numbers are big. Million, billion, what is this? You know, I don't understand this. So, it's hard to understand it when you see it in those numbers, but let's break it down to a simple ratio. For every one Bitcoin that is in existence, there are 6,000 Dogecoins. 6,000 for every one Bitcoin. So that means if that price ever got to where Bitcoin's at, right? If Dogecoins got to 60,000 for each one, that means that all the money in the entire world and all the assets in the world would have to be in this coin. That's the only way it could get that high. All the money in the entire world would have to be tied up in the Dogecoin and all the assets too. All of it. That's the only way it could get that high because there's so many of them in the market. And remember, something else you don't know is almost 15 million get created every day. Not Bitcoin, 900 Bitcoins get created every day in their mining system. So every day that's 14.4 million Dogecoins coming on the market. Right? So that's impossible, right? Think about that. That's impossible for it to get to those numbers. Now, I'm not saying it can't do well. I'm not saying it can't go up. I'm not saying you can't make a lot of money, but you got to understand where we are. It's already number four in the marketplace. So even if the most that could happen is it doubles or triples, or maybe it goes up five times. We're already past the point of the big gains. It's not going to go up that much more. That's really the end of those big gains, right? But like I said, we can still invest in it. I mean, I may invest in it. You know, I still got those bias. I still got those emotions involved, but you know, but let's move on. Right. So I just want you guys to understand that we'll never get to 60,000, right? Because you have to understand the supply of the coins is that all coins have a supply. All coins have a scarcity. All coins have a supply. And you need to understand that before investing into these coins, because if you don't, you won't understand what you're doing and how much this could possibly be worth. Right. Let's go on. Let's move on, right? Why not just buy Dogecoin and hold it? I don't understand it. Let's move on to SafeMoon, right? And like I said, we're going to talk about stocks later. We do got some stocks that we've been looking at. We're going to talk about Marin and Riot and where they are today. And we're going to just go over a few things in the stock market. But let's move on to SafeMoon, right? Because I'm really going on topics that you guys asked me to talk about, right? You guys asked me to talk about it, right? So let's talk about SafeMoon because a lot of people, and the thing about it is that it reminds me of when everybody was telling me about Dogecoin 5 months ago, right? And it was at 4 cents. And I was like, man, come on, man. So I'm trying to open my mind to these possibilities of something. We're in distribution phase. We are guaranteed, right? In distribution phase, I've been through this twice before. Irrational things happen. Coins that shouldn't go up 10 times, maybe 100 times. Things that shouldn't happen happens, and nobody knows what's going on. Now, in my opinion, we got 6 more months left in this phase, maybe 4 to 6 months, then it's gonna correct hard, and it's going to stay that way for a few years, right? But I looked at SafeMoon, and I was like, well, maybe, you know, SafeMoon could possibly be what I call a long shot, right? And what I think a long shot investment is something that, in my mind, is something I'll buy. You know, and in my mind, I'll say I lost the money. You know, I'd say, well, you know, I'm up, you know, $50,000 on this coin. So I'll take $1,000, put it in there as just a high risk investment. And we'll see what happens, right? So I may do that with SafeCoin. I'm not 100% on that, but I may do it. But let's talk about what SafeCoin is and what the reservations I have about it and how where it can go, right? Before I start, you guys, the badges are at the bottom. I'd appreciate it if you guys would buy a few badges. You know, like I said, I'll try to answer questions from those who have badges in the question sections. And also, you know, it shows me that you guys appreciate what I'm doing. You know, if you made money on stuff that I'm talking about, it would also be a great way to show me that, you know, you appreciate it. So the like I said, the badges are at the bottom. We also got that crypto, the ultimate crypto class starting here at 9 o'clock. And if you want to be part of that, click the link in my bio and you can get into that. So let's talk a little bit about SafeMoon, right? Because I want you guys to understand what you're investing in. And it, like I said, a lot of people right now in the market, are their friends are telling them, invest in this coin, invest in that coin, invest in SafeMoon, invest. And they're doing it without even understanding what they're doing. You need to understand when you invest in anything, you have to understand what you're investing in. And I know that's hard to do. You don't want to waste your time. You just want to put your money into something and get 10 times back. But you need to understand what you're getting in for. You have to understand that. No matter what, you got to understand it, right? SafeMoon sounds like a pyramid scheme, right? It does sound like one. But the thing about it is like, you know, remember, a pyramid scheme has negative connotations, right? Because, you know, you're like, oh, man, pyramid scheme is going to, but you got to remember, it looks like one, but you got to say a lot of things in life are pyramid schemes, right? And a lot of things you can make money if you're in the right phase of it. That's why I told you it's a long shot investment I'm willing to lose my money on. Because if you look at it, if you look at the SafeMoon, you're like, well, it is low. It's 2,400 out of 10,000 coins on the list of the most valuable coins. So you look at it and you're like, well, you know, it hasn't really reached a good price yet. I mean, the whole market cap is only a few million dollars. So you're like, well, I can throw a few hundred in there. And people are, and you got to remember the phase that we're in, that's why we went over market cycles, is that irrational things happen. And whenever we saw a lot of chatter about something, we can go back a few months, we saw chatter in GME before it went up. We saw Dogecoin, we hear that chatter and it goes up. So this is a pattern that's kind of showing itself in this cycle. Right? So you're like, well, maybe, you know, SafeMoon could be one that does that because it's the same pattern that happened before. And like I'm saying, this is a high risk investment that I'm looking into. Right now, I want you guys to understand that there's certain investments I'm sure of. Like when Ride and Mare, I was sure it was going up 10 times. And I actually said that. I said, it's going up 10 times guaranteed. And we ended up making 10 times our money in those options last year. But this one, you may lose your money, all of it. Right. So, but the upside on that is you also may go up 50 times. So you see what I'm saying? So what is that worth the risk? Well, for me, it is worth the risk, right? It's probably worth the risk to throw 1,000 into it, you know, what I've made and other stuff, and just let it go and forget about it, right? It's a high risk, high reward trade because people, and the thing about it is that the technology is garbage. It doesn't make any sense, but the demand from the people, the kind of people that are in distribution phase. And that's always important to understand the kind of people that come in during these phases, the things that happen in these phases, understanding where you are in the market cycle and you're able to outthink everybody that's coming in. Now, in this type of market cycle, right, is when what we call unsavvy investors come in, right? Unsavvy investors come in during this distribution. Now, they don't know what they're investing in. They don't even understand what they're doing. They don't understand markets. They're basically their friends are telling them invest in this and they're doing it, right? And that's all the whole price and the whole market in that phase is driven by that, most of it, right? So back to what I was saying is that in this phase, unsavvy investors throw their money in. So something like SafeMoon, which really doesn't have any utility, it's actually the system that it's written under is kind of bad, and we're going to go over that soon, is that maybe it could go up because of the people. Remember, there's the only things have value because why? Why do objects, why do assets, why does money have value? It's simple. It's because we all agree that it has value. That's it, right? I say it has value, you guys say it has value, the society says this has value, so that's why it has value. So if something like SafeMoon takes off like Dogecoin did, if SafeMoon takes off, like I said, you right now it's so low in price, it's so low in the list of valuable cryptos that there's a high risk, high reward trade. Now, to be honest, you'll probably lose your money, or you'll lose a lot of it, probably. But the upside is you could gain 50 times. So for me, that's one of those trades. Like I said, I can't tell you what to buy and sell. I cannot do that. You know, it's up to you to come up with, listen to what I say, do your own research and make your own ideas. But with something like that, I say, well, I'm gonna put $1,000 into it. You guys know I only do trades 10, 20,000. I won't do $1,000 trades. But in that one, I'm saying, well, I throw 1,000, I lose it. And we'll just see what happens. So I've been successful in stuff like that, right? But most time you lose your money. Because you may lose your money out of 20 of them, but that one that goes up 50 times makes up for all the 20 times if you threw 1,000 in each one, right? But let's talk about what SafeMoon is, because I want you guys to understand what it is and how it seems like a pyramid scheme, right? So SafeMoon was a coin. Like right now, what's crypto? Like crypto was meant to be a currency. That's why it's called cryptocurrency. Currency is called currency because think about what the term is. The root word is current. Current means like a river, it's flowing, right? So cryptocurrency was created to be spent. I was supposed to be able to get my salary in crypto, go spend some at the restaurant, spend some on my bills. You know, I wasn't supposed to hold it and invest in it and trade it. That wasn't the original intent of crypto, right? But the original intent was the spending. So SafeMoon is trying to get us back to that. They want us to hold it. They want us to spend it. So you actually, how SafeMoon works is that everybody that holds that coin, right? If you hold the coin in your wallet, anybody that chooses to trade that coin, like trade it or whatever, or sell it, they have a penalty of 10%. So they lose 10% of it when you sell. So that 10% goes to the people who are currently hold the SafeMoon. So if you're holding SafeMoon, first of all, the SafeMoon you're having are going up while you have it. And secondly, is that the more people that come in and buy it, the value also goes up. So it's almost like it's a system in which you're incentivized to hold it. The longer you hold it, the more money you make, right? But that depends on more people coming into the crypto. So if people stop coming in, the value drops. The more people that come in, the higher the price goes, and it could go exponentially higher, right? But it seems like a scheme or some kind of pyramid type scheme where it is unsustainable. But the thing about it is that people, the chatter, the demand that's coming up for it maybe may make it a high risk trade that you just throw some money in and see what happens. So that's what I'm going to do. And like I said, I encourage you guys to do your research because this is a high risk trade. And the crazy thing about it is that I've said this about other trades before. It's a high risk trade. You'll probably lose your money, but the upside is so high, it may be worth it. And people will do it. Then they'll get mad at me. You can't believe you told me to do this. I'm like, I just told you, I didn't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. But secondly, I said it was a high risk trade. Obviously, right? So I mean, you got to use your own due diligence and you got to use your own logic to come up with your own trades. I can't tell you what to buy and sell, right? So like I said, the badge at the bottom, any badge holders have any questions, I'll try to answer them. I've been talking, so I kind of missed it. But let's see. Anybody have any badge holders have questions? What about Neo and Tether? Tether's not going anywhere. Tether's stuck at $1. It can't, by the definition of what it is, it can never go over a dollar. So it's tethered to the US dollar. So every token is worth $1, and that's how it is. So Casper, remember we talked about Casper. It was a 3-week, 4-week, 3-month, 4-month trade. So we can't worry about what's happening right now, right? And somebody just asked, where's Ethereum going? And I've stated this before, even back when Ethereum was at $400 or $500, we started talking about it. Ethereum's going to $8,000 either by the end of the year or close to the end of the year. And remember, around that time is when we're approaching the markdown phase of the crypto market cycle. So we have to be careful, you know, about with Ethereum because, you know, it's going to be a lot of temptation to keep holding it, you know, because you've made so much money, but you got to be careful. You always got to make sure you got to get something out of this. You know, whenever we make a lot of money on a trade, whenever we make a lot of money in crypto, stocks, real estate, whatever it is, some kind of windfall, you cannot walk away with nothing after that. Some people have 50, 60,000 in Dogecoin and they still haven't sold yet. Like one guy wrote me and said, he put $500 in when it was less than a cent. Now he's up 50,000. He's holding it. Well, you can't do that, man. Take some of it out at least. Take 10,000 out and pay off some bills or something. You can't hold on to these stuff forever because one day it's going to turn around on you and you're going to hate yourself for not selling when you could have. Imagine if you up 100,000 in Dogecoin, you only put 500 in, you ride it all the way up and ride it all the way back down. You know how much you're going to hate yourself on that? And you may have to, let's say you hold it for 5-6 more years till it comes back. I mean, you're going to be, it's going to be horrible. You have to get something out for yourself. You have to have an exit strategy on this stuff. You cannot just sit there and hold on to everything all the way up and hope it's going to go up more and more and more. That's greedy. That's greed, right? You got to do something. You got to pay off a bill or something. You can't just let this that happen. You got you got $8,000 in credit card debt that's charging you interest every month, and you're trying to ride Dogecoin up to the top. Now, the paying off the debt is guaranteed. You got student loans out there that you owe, and you got $100,000 in Dogecoin, and you just let sitting there hoping it goes up to a million. Nah, man, you got to pay off those student loans. Those loans are guaranteed to get you over time with the interest. But let's move on, right? So let's talk about, we talked about SafeMoon, we talked about Dogecoin, we talked about a lot of crypto-related stuff, but let's move into stocks, right? Because I want to talk a little bit about stocks, because you know, that's really what, you know, what I, you know, mostly I try to talk about stocks and crypto, try to split it. But I want to go over Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, right? Because I remember, and some people that have followed me for a while will remember, hopefully they remember this, right? Hopefully they remember this, right? Is that, it's about, you know, what was it? About 4 or 5 months ago, everybody was coming at me about Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. And they were talking about how great it is, and that's how you invest in. That's how you invest in Bitcoin. You go to Grayscale and you get it. And all these quote unquote influencers was talking about Grayscale. And you guys asked me what I think about it. And I told you, I said, look, I did my analysis, you know, and I told you, look, I said, you have to understand how premiums work in markets, right? I said Grayscale was trading at a premium. That means that you were overpaying for it because the demand for Grayscale was so high that you were overpaying for it, right? So I said, over time, and when the market matures in that, or when the market turns around or any kind of little crash, those premiums evaporate. So you end up losing more money than you would have just buying the asset outright, right? So we talked about that. We described it. Some people still went ahead and bought it, but that's okay, right? Because they made their own decisions or whatever, but that's happened with Grayscale. The premiums had completely collapsed, and now Grayscale is trading at less than what the price of Bitcoin actually is. So people that actually bought into that lost a lot of, even though the price of Bitcoin went up, you lost money in Grayscale because of that premium that they were charging at the beginning. And a lot of people don't understand that premium. And I explain it to you, right? I explain to you how it can work right now. Let's say there was a neighborhood, and it happens in real estate also with lot premiums and stuff like that. That's what the term premium means. But let's say there was a neighborhood where every house was worth $50,000. So you can, if you buy the house and sell it, all you can go get is $50,000. But let's say the demand for those houses was so high that the real estate, the builder or whatever was charging $750, right? Because everybody wanted to be there so bad. So you paid him $750 to get the house. So as soon as you buy it, you down to $250,000. So you got to hope the house value rises back to $750, right? But let's say there's a crash right after that. So now let's say the value of the house goes down to $400,000. You're not down $100,000 like everybody else because you paid a premium for that property. You're actually down $350,000, almost half your value because you overpaid for the house because you wanted it so bad, right? And that's what happened with Grayscale, is that people overpaid for it because they didn't understand what they were getting into. That's why it's important to understand what premium pricing is, what a trust is. A trust simply is managing assets and selling you a piece of that bucket. That's it, right? So it's not like it's a company. It's not like it has technology, nothing like that. It's just, that's what they're doing. So they're selling you a piece. That's like me having 10 blocks of gold in my garage and selling people shares of that. Right, you know what the value is because you know what the price of the gold is. So you say, well, how much you got? Oh, well, I'm gonna sell you half of it. Well, you got 10 blocks or whatever the price of 5 blocks is, that's what I'm gonna pay you. I said, nah, man, you gotta pay me double because you know I'm a cool person and you know, nah, you wouldn't do that. But that's what people were doing with Grayscale, is that they were overpaying for the amount of Bitcoin that they controlled through those shares because they wanted it bad and all the hype and stuff, and they end up losing a lot of money. That's why you got to understand what you're getting into. You could have bought the Bitcoin and been way better off with the same money. So let's move on to Riot and Mara, right? Because I get a lot, I'm trying to answer the questions that you guys have sent me, right? So people, think about Mara and Riot, and we talked about Well, and the crazy thing is that I've actually, if you guys remember the crackhead story that I told you about a year ago about people in the stocks, and what beginners in stocks will do, and I know some of y'all have done this, so it's okay to admit it, right? Is that what a lot of people do with stocks, especially beginners, is they'll get one stock, right? Maybe their friend told them, maybe somebody else told them, they'll jump into a stock. They'll get into a stock and they'll do well with that stock. They may make 10 times their money, man. They're up and they pull their money out, they're happy, right? So a lot of times they'll go right back to that stock, try to get money again, and they'll go right back to the stock. They'll almost like a crackhead that's addicted to crack. They'll just keep going back. Like you know how crackheads get addicted to crack? They smoke crack, they get so high the first time, they're always chasing that first high, right, for the rest of their life. So that's what happens to people with stocks, is that especially beginners, if they hit a stock the first time they ever traded stocks, they hit it, make a bunch of money, then they're addicted to that one particular stock and they keep going back and back and back and back, right? And that's what people are doing with Marin Ryan, right? Because back in, we talked about this last year, we made a lot of money on that, right? And especially people in the mentorship and the CNC, we made 10, 15, 20 times our money on that because we were able to predict what phase of the market cycle we were in. We were able to connect Marin Riot, their profit structure, with the price of Bitcoin going up. We were able to see that, and we were able to make a lot of money on those predictions and what we saw was coming in the future, right? So once the earnings call came out in February, March, I think it was February or March, that was over. Once the, like I said, you buy on the rumor, sell on the news. Once the news hits, once these things become real, that's what happened to Dogecoin too. Once Elon Musk actually got on Saturday Night Live, the price dropped right after. So that's what happened with Marin Ryan, is that once that came out, they dropped. And now the correlation is broken because you know what they make. The earnings call told us what they make. It told us exactly how much they make, how much money they made with the Bitcoin boom. So you know. So you don't have to speculate no more, right? So you know exactly what they make. So that's why the price is not going to be 100% with Bitcoin Bitcoin anymore. Marin Ryan aren't going to be correlated with Bitcoin and Mare anymore. Right now, it may go up, but it's not going to be like it was, right? And you just got to get over that. It's over, really. And I told you guys, it would be over after the earnings call. And that's what happened, right? So one particular, stock that I'm looking at, right, is one, and you guys know I got a background in software security. I studied it in grad school. And that's really how I first, got into Bitcoin, because Bitcoin's based on cryptology. And I was studying cryptology at the time and software security. So there's a company out there that I kind of like. It's called CrowdStrike Holdings. And this company, it's a pretty good company, right? What it does is that they've created an artificial intelligence technology to be able to get smarter over time, actually, right? So as it grows, as it gets more information in, as time goes on, this artificial intelligent software is actually used to protect networks and protect servers from criminals trying to get into the network, right? So let me see, what are people saying? 80,000. I never say 80,000. Why would it go to 80,000? That's way too much. I hope we're talking about Ethereum, man, because it's not going to 80,000. You know, I mean, that's crazy. It's going to 8,000, 8 to 10. It's not going to hit 80,000. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it would be more than Bitcoin. It would be way more than Bitcoin. I mean, that's why you guys got to understand how these numbers work, man. 80,000, no, it's not going to 80,000. But back to what I was saying, CrowdStrike Holdings is CRWD, that's for the stocker, the ticker, I'm sorry. And the thing about this company, what makes it unique, is they have that unique software, right? And that's, and also is that they're acquiring new customers, and these customers aren't leaving. So as they acquire more and more customers, the customer base that they have previously is actually staying there, and actually over half of them are requesting higher and higher services. So I think this company, like I said, it's not going to be a tomorrow or next week hit. It's going to be a few months, right? But I think this company does have a lot of potential, and I'm going to start averaging into this stock probably next week. So with that being said, we went over crypto, we went over stocks, we went over a lot of things, right? So I'm going to open the floor. If you have a badge right now, right? And we got another 10 minutes. Like I said, a badge is at the bottom. You buy a badge, I'll try to answer your question. It also shows me that you... that you, you know, appreciate what I'm doing here. And you, if you made money on something I said, you know, I'd appreciate if you guys would buy a badge down at the bottom of the screen. But I'm going to open this time to badge holders to answer, ask any questions they want, right? So let's see what questions you guys have. I'll try to answer them as quick as I see them. What do you think about Shiba NE? I don't know what that is, so I'm sorry. I'll put this information when I post this live later on. I'll put this information into the in the caption, so you guys can look at it there. So we got any questions from badge holders? I appreciate you buying that badge, sweet Miami. Is your class, does it show how to start an account? Now, with Bitcoin or crypto, you can start an account with whatever money you want, a dollar if you want to. They don't have any minimum balances, minimum requirements on crypto. Man, I'm going to have a whole bunch of people buying Ethereum. You guys, it ain't going to 80,000. It's going to 8,000. Eight, not 80. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, Bitcoin has never even went up that much in 1 year. I guess it did. Nah, it hasn't. It hasn't went up that much in 12 months. Ever. Let me see if you got any badge holders that have any questions. Put them in the chat. I'll see those first and I'll go over to the questions later on. But let's look at the questions. Should I stake ETH? I mean, it may be a good idea to stake it. Like I said, I have some ETH to stake and I make about 6% a year on it. What do you think about Bitcoin's upcoming major upgrade? I don't know much about that upgrade, so I can't really speak on it, you know, intelligently. Elon Musk, one of the genius minds. Let me see. I can't read that question. How many badge holders? I would like to know about I don't know about that. IX, RLA. I don't know what that is. I live in New York. You cannot purchase IOTA. Is there a way around this? Well, you can purchase it over the counter. And you have to pay more for it, right? If you know somebody that lives in a different state, you can ask them to buy it and send it to you. New York has a lot of restrictive thing. They're very restrictive when it comes to stuff, you know, like that financial stuff. And think about it. You know, what's crazy is why is New York more restrictive on crypto than any other state? Why would New York be more restrictive on crypto? And I want you guys to understand how the world works. And how all these things are used to control and trick and get more money to the rich. Why would New York State be more restrictive on crypto and finance than anywhere else in the world? It's simple. Because Wall Street is there. They control the government there. So that's easy. The NASDAQ is there. So they control the politicians and they make them do whatever they want. And that's exactly why it's more restrictive in New York than anywhere else. Because of that. Because they want to control, they don't want to change anything. They want to control the money that way. They don't want anything new coming in. So what they'll do is they'll restrict everybody from buying it. So you'll be forced to use their exchanges. That's all it is, man. New York has Wall Street. Where can you buy SafeMoon? Like I said, I don't know. I think you could buy it on eToro. So any more questions, guys? So, like I say these things because I want you to understand how all of this works. I want you to understand how the world is working, right? Because these people, the elite, the banks, the wealthy, control the world. They control the politicians on both sides. You know, and people always say, well, all the Democrats are evil. I like the Republicans. Well, they controlling your people too. Well, I don't like the Republicans. I like the Democrats. Well, they controlling yours too. Money controls all of politics. Through lobbyists, through donations, through all this stuff. All of politics is dominated by that. Yeah, I appreciate you guys buying those badges. BNTC going over 100. I still think it has the potential as bio and tech go to 100. I still think it does. Like I said, we just got to, you know, you got to be calm and you got to just wait, be patient with a lot of this stuff. It's not a lot of these things, like a lot of people, because they've seen me predict stocks and it go up 50, 60% the next week. They think all of my things I talk about go up like that. That's not necessarily true. Sometimes we see stuff like Mara. And if you guys remember, some of you guys, if you made money back in it last year over Mara and Riot, I want you to put a money bag there because a lot of people did, right? But the thing about Marin Riot, if you remember that play back, you know, last year, and hundreds of people made a lot of money on that by listening to my lives, listening to what I'm talking about. Well, when we did that, It was a period of about 2 months where we were actually down. If you remember that, we were down in that trade. Down, right? Because we bought that option real, real cheap. Mara didn't do nothing for like a month, six weeks. It just stood there. Then all of a sudden, bam, it went up. Bam, bam, bam. And we made 10, 15 times our money, right? Because it's not going to, nobody can predict the next day something's going to happen. That's what people don't understand, man, is that you can kind of predict, see it coming, but it may happen today. It may happen 3 months from now. You don't know when. And that's what people always, especially new people, are confused. What, you told me it would go up. And it, you know, but I can't tell you. And like I said, I can't tell you what to buy and sell anyway. But I can't tell you. I don't know exactly when these things are going to. It's very, very hard to predict the day something happens. And you may even get into a stock or crypto or whatever, and it starts dropping right after you get it. Right? And then it goes back up. You got to remember, you can't time the market exactly. And that's what a lot of beginners don't understand. They'll buy something, it goes down a little bit, they'll panic and sell it, you know, because they don't understand that stuff don't go straight up. Sometimes it goes crazy, you know, may go up, may go down, then eventually over time, you can hope to get your profits. Like I said, we can wake up in the morning, CrowdStrike's already up 30%. Or it could be 3-4 months from now. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't, or it could be slow over 3 months. I can't tell you how the market's going to react to the information that I looked at. I know the market was a high chance, a high probability that the market will react to this, but I don't know when, how much. I can't tell you that. And a lot of people, especially beginners, it's hard for them to understand that. How high would Dogecoin, I keep calling Dogecoin still, but Dogecoin go, Dogecoin. Well, I don't know. But I'm telling you, it can't go much higher than it is. And I mean, it could go up 2-3 times, but that's really the max, because where it's already at, because the big gains in Dogecoin have already happened. Like the big gains in Ethereum have already happened, right? Is that Ethereum can't go to $80. You see what I'm saying? Because it would be, if Ethereum went to $80 and Bitcoin didn't move that much, it would be worth 10 times more than Bitcoin's at today. And that's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen. There's not enough money in the world to drive something that fast. Over maybe 10 years, maybe, or 5 years, but it's just not going to move like that because of the way that money flows in and out of crypto and money flows in and out of markets in general, right? So I appreciate you guys buying those badges. And like I said, we got the class, Ultimate Crypto Class, starting here in 15 minutes. And like I said, if you want to join, click the link in my bio, you join right in, right? And we'll start that class here in about 15 minutes. So I got some questions from badge holders. Let's answer those. And then I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I bought 4 badges. Can you answer my question? Not just looking for your, what's the rest? Why do you think the cannabis industry using crypto as their bank? I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know that they were doing that, but I can see that I can understand why they're doing it, because crypto, like for example, if you got cash and you're in a business like that, it's kind of gray. Even though it's legal, it's still gray area, right? I would be more comfortable doing all my transactions in crypto. And the reason is because, first of all, a lot of banks won't even work with you. And I'll tell you a story about banks, right? That's the thing I don't like about banks, is that you guys know I've been in crypto for, 10 years, right? So I've been doing business in crypto. I've had websites, I had a website that had artificial intelligence that would judge the value of different cryptos. And somebody, you know, a publicly traded company from Canada bought it for us for a couple of million 4 years ago, right? So I've all these transactions in crypto, all this stuff in crypto, whatever. And you got to remember, 5-6 years ago, banks didn't deal with you. If you was in crypto, they wouldn't even, if they found out you was doing crypto, they would just close your account. I got my account closed at Bank of America, all this stuff, because they didn't know what it was. They didn't have risk analysts for it. So they just closed your account. Oh, we don't want to deal with you, right? So banks won't deal with emerging industries. Like it may be legal, but they don't have the right. You got to remember, whenever you open up a bank account, they analyze your account for risk. Because the bank could be in trouble, you know, let's say you get in trouble and you get in some kind of way you get indicted or something. The bank has to do all this work to get, you know, and spend all this money to send the documents to the whatever, you know, organization indicts you or whatever. And they can get fined for it. So banks a lot of times, if they can't analyze the risk on something, they just go ahead and kick it out, right? So marijuana, like we said, isn't legal federally. So even if it's legal in a state, most banks are nationwide. So they're not going to deal with that. Come on, man. We're not even going to deal with it. It's not even worth it for them to deal with. Let's say you got a crypto company making $20 million a year. That's not worth it for them. The risk on that is too high, so they won't let you have an account. So a lot of times these companies that are in the gray area, they prefer crypto because crypto doesn't, is nobody can regulate it, nobody can stop you, nobody can freeze your accounts, nobody can cancel your account. So it's a lot easier for a company like that or industry like that to store their money and use crypto as a bank. And that's the power of cryptocurrency, is that some entity out there can't decide they don't want to do business with you and shut you down, right? Is that it's decentralized. So everybody, you know, can access these financial networks, financial systems without having to worry about somebody just shutting them down because they don't like them or they feel like they're too much of a risk. Let me see if we got any more questions. We already asked that, should you stake ETH, Coinbase, or Binance? They're basically for different things. Binance is an exchange. Coinbase is not really an exchange. You just buy crypto on it. So, I mean, you could have both. When putting down on Bitcoin, should I put down more for higher profits? It depends. I can't tell you what to buy and sell, right? ADA price target, I haven't looked at it. What about Ethereum Classic? So we'll talk a little bit about Ethereum Classic, right? Is that traditionally, whenever Ethereum goes up, spikes up, Ethereum Classic follows it, right? So it may be a good opportunity to look, either even, you know, open your mind to ETC, because remember, ETC or Ethereum Classic is the same technology as Ethereum, the main Ethereum, right? But it's got security holes and stuff in it. But other than that, if you understand the security holes, you still can develop it. So it's still developing it. You can still create smart contracts. You can still do things on top of it. But it's a cheaper system because the price isn't as high and there's not a lot of people using it. So if you want to choose, like if a company wants to build an app on top of Ethereum, and they want to be cheaper, but they want to access the features of Ethereum, they could choose to go to Ethereum Classic and do it cheaper. So that's why a lot of companies are choosing that as their platform to build on, which is driving the price higher, right? So that could be a good strategy. If you know, I advise you to look into it. Like, I don't have any, and I probably won't end up buying any, but it could be an opportunity out there. And like I said, if you guys are interested in that, you know, maybe you should look into it. Yeah, everybody's verification is slow now. Binance, Coinbase. Back in the day, man, what's crazy, like I said, I've been in this for a while, is that there was no verification back in the day. All these people would just, you go in there one day and you would have an account. What happened is that the government got all involved in stuff and scared them to death and threatened them with all these elite, and then they start getting scared. But back in the day, man, you sign up for a Binance account like a Gmail account. And you'd be up and ready to go in 30 seconds, right? But like I said, I got to get ready for this class, 8 minutes. So if you're interested in the Ultimate Bitcoin class, click the link in my bio and join in, right? So it's 10 minutes left, so you'll go right into the class. You won't even have to go to your email or nothing. You just go right into the weight room. So like I said, I hope you guys have a great night. I got to get some water, get ready for this class, and have a great rest of your weekend.